Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And go short shifts number two for the week. Jeffrey Jehu. That's my name.
You gonna say Jehu, Jason, your brother-in-law?
Who knows? Tiger Woods, my brother-in-law looks identical to Tiger Woods, like for real, guys.
Amazing.
People mistake him for Tiger Woods all the time. It's wild. Anyways, Topher is not Tiger Woods. Topher is not Jason. Topher is Christopher Ryan. Topher Scott. My question to you. This is something that when I first retired, 17-18 was my last season. So it was 18-19. It was my first year coaching. I coached U18 AAA. And when I was a kid, things were just way different, especially being from St. Louis with travel. And so our team, our organization made the 16s and 18s travel on a bus without their parents to a lot of weekends. The players also roomed together. You weren't allowed to room with your parents. The 16s did it as well. I don't know if the 15s did or not. How do you feel about like mandatory bus rides in hockey for traveling? Yay, nay. Traveling, like, should players be rooming together? Should you take their phones? I know that's something we've talked about before, but I think it's something that a lot of coaches struggle with now. And I think it's something that I really wanted to address here. Like, when you're traveling, what age, if any, do you make them ride on a bus together? What age, if any, do you make it where they're not rooming with their parents and take their phones? And like, how do you think travel should be done?
Oh, that's a really good question. I would say there's not a one size fits all answer for that. Right. I mean, first of all, traveling on a bus is expensive as hell. So like,
right. That's what I thought.
That's a cost, you know, to the parents. So you got to be careful with that. Like, you know, and then it's an extra hotel room, right? Like if a parent's going to come and they can't stay with their kid, then they got to buy two hotel rooms or at least a hotel room and a half because the kid's probably going to split one with another kid, right? If they're rooming
together. Or time out, or does it save money, but the parents aren't coming? They're not, you know.
Might be the case too, right? Yeah, you know, that might be the case too, for sure. So again, I don't think it's a one size fits all. When you get to 16s and 18s, if you're talking about like tier one, AAA type stuff, I think it's good to do because it'll get them a little bit more ready for junior hockey. Like junior hockey, you spend a lot of time on the bus. How much time did we spend on I-80 going through Iowa, Chicago, Illinois?
I'm glad you said that too. Like, and this is something that I've also thought about on the other, because I don't know which way I am or if it's all the time in 16s and 18s or is it a couple times. But like, I had only been on one bus trip in my whole life before I got to the USHL.
Sure.
And then it's like, oh, you're taking a 6-hour bus ride on game day. And then you bus 6 hours back, and then you're playing the next day, maybe in the same spot, maybe somewhere else. Then you're bussing home again. Oh, and you got to go to school the next day all day and practice and fight each other and practice. It was just wild, you know, like after doing none of that, I did one bus trip and that was it before I got to the USHL. And so I was definitely kind of shocked a little bit.
Yeah. So like the bus trip thing, you know, I don't know if you can mandate that. Like obviously the academies, you know, they're bussing everywhere. But I think it'd be great to do once or twice a year for sure. Because not only, and it's fun too. Like I think if you're younger in the younger ages, you do one too, and you have the parents come on the bus with you. I think that's phenomenal. And so, yeah, it's just kind of getting you ready. And then like the phone thing's an interesting one for me. So I was out at Bishop Kearney Academy this week in Rochester, and they're one of the top programs, right? And they do it really well, man. Like we went on the ice with them, and the kids, when they get into the locker room, there's this big phone case and all the kids have their number on it. And before you enter the locker room, you have to put your phone in the phone case. So there's no phones in the locker room. I thought it was awesome. The locker rooms were also immaculate. Like they were cleaned. So coaches did a phenomenal job to make sure, like, that stuff's important to me, you know, and I know it's important to you. How you do anything is how you do everything. Right. But one story about bus trips. So when I was coaching at Cornell, we did a European trip. So we went out there, in like early August, and we kind of did a training camp. We went to a bunch of different cities. We played a couple of the pro teams out there. And it was interesting because as the coaches were sitting at the front of the bus and we're looking back, and it was louder than it's ever been on the bus. It was louder than it's ever been. Why? Because we're in Europe and nobody has cell phone service. And so the boys didn't have cell service. So they're playing board games. They're like telling jokes. They're all talking, like, and like the team was like legit kind of gelling, you know? And so we're looking at each other and we're like, do we need to take cell phones away during bus trips or on the road? And we didn't end up doing it because they're old enough. Like, you don't want to kind of like treat them like real amateurs or in college, but the thought definitely crossed our mind. And there were a couple of times where the boys were kind of like, yeah, like let's put the phones away and we're just going to do stuff together.
I wonder, are there any teams in college that you've heard that do some kind of like phone takeaway?
I don't know. I'm sure it might happen. Yeah.
Be interested to know.
It's a great idea. I mean, phones, man, like it's, look, when we were, you know, I'm not going to be the old guy screaming at the clouds here, but like when we were in junior hockey, we didn't have cell phones.
Yeah.
Nope. And the bus trips were unreal. Like we played cards the whole time. We're telling stories. Like we're board game. Like we just
razzing each other.
Just talking. And then a movie would come on and then you'd watch the movie together. Everybody's watching the same thing. So, you know, you're like, you know, beacon the guys that pick the movies and stuff. If the movie wasn't any good or you're laughing at the comedies, you're always watching comedies. And so, like, that was a big team building thing, right? Is a big team building thing. So I don't know, man, like, yeah, maybe at the youth levels, like if you're doing a bus trip, you take the phones away.
Oh, I think at the youth levels, I think you take the phones away. I even think up to like 18s, you know, maybe it's like, you're going to have, does anybody have homework that they need there? But I don't, you know, I probably do it on a laptop, I guess. But like, maybe it does make sense. Maybe we need to be taking the phones away. You know, I was first like, oh man, that's like, it's pretty intense. But I didn't realize also how much, like, because, you know, when I was playing, I had a phone and I used my phone a lot. But like when you're at the rink, you're not on your phone. Like that's it's in the dry stall. So like you're in the locker room, the dry stall somewhere else. You're not anywhere near your phone.
Yeah, but you like, kids that don't have dry stalls, they have their phones in their
pocket
in intermission. And it's like, whoa. I remember when I first became a youth coach and I walked into the locker room and guys are on their phones and I'm like, what in the world is going on right now?
Bro, I mean, I've seen it in junior games that like guys like in between periods, like on their phone. I'm like, what the hell is happening here? Last one though was also like, at what age do you think it's a good idea for, I don't know, responsibility or to get team togetherness or whatever? Should kids start rooming together on the road? Is there a certain age that you would suggest for that for coaches?
Yeah, I think, well, you, like some of these academies, they have U14 teams, so they're Bantams, and they're rooming together on the road. So,
wow.
Yeah, I don't, Bantam, I think, is fine.
What is that, 13?
14U, yeah, 14U.
13-year-olds? Wow. I don't know if I was... At 13, I don't think I should have been trusted to stay in a room by myself. I won't lie. I would have been an idiot.
It's under the supervision of the coaches, though, so it's not too bad. But right. I think this is a really interesting question. Like, any time you can get away from, like, I don't want to, distractions is part of it, but anytime you can like come together as a group and lessen the amount of fluff or other things that are going around, the more bonding there's going to be between the team. So if you do take a bus trip with just the kids and there's no parents on there, then, you know, the kids are going to be talking to each other. If you take away phones, the kids are going to be talking to each other. And so, yeah, I don't see why that's such a terrible thing. And then, yeah. And on, you know, even for the younger kids, like take a bus trip, it doesn't have to be every weekend, but it's fun. Like, I remember when we won our national championship, it was up in Minnesota, and we took a bus up there. All the parents were up front. All the kids were in the back. And like the bus was jam packed, and we had a great time, and we won. And so that ride home from Minnesota was wild. All the parents are boozing up front. Like, the kids are going nuts in the back. Like, we shaved my dad's head. Like, it was hilarious. Yeah. You know, he said, "Hey, if we win, we can shave my head." So we shaved his head. It was
your
unreal.
Dad is so, yeah. Did what they do to him? I saw your dad, they won a tournament and the kids were dumping water on him.
Yeah. They dumped water all over him. So,
so great.
But yeah. Like, anytime you can use little things like that for team bonding, team meals, team bus trips, like go-karting, mini golfing, like all that kind of, like that's a game changer. Shinny in the hotels.
Shinny in the hotels. Share the show, play Shinny.